and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages. I am Roger B. This is Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio. And I just came in today and I saw a story today that was rather interesting because if you're familiar with technology, you know technology is getting advanced faster than we can even keep up with it. And one area that's really moving ahead with that is 3D printing. Now, believe it or not, it started off as just a way to make toys and stuff, and then the sex industry kind of took it over. And
it takes over everything, doesn't it?
They were claiming that women could make 3D versions of unsolicited pictures that they were sent.
Let's call it that.
I'm not going to get any more detail
on
that.
Well, you know, Roger, how many industries have been expanded because of the sex industry?
Because of the adult industry?
The adult industry.
Yes, because they were one of the first ones to become profitable on the internet.
Yeah. And was it? Now I could have.
Can I
wrong.
Say porn? Porn's not a cuss word.
No, I think you can say porn.
I can say porn.
But I say fear porn all the time. I mean, the Democrats love porn.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was it the VHS or something? Didn't something with the development of that happen because of the?
It was Betamax.
There was a battle between VHS and Betamax.
Right.
To try to see who would come out on top and who would be the standardized format.
But wasn't it?
They were probably driving a lot of it.
I'm pretty sure. I don't remember this. I just thought that somewhere along the lines that it was the adult industry that had, or maybe it was a reason that VHS took off,
VHS became the standard. Betamaxes are now, if you have a Betamax machine and some beta, you better record that onto something else.
Yeah, and then along came the disc. What am I trying to say?
DVDs?
That's it, DVDs.
Yeah, and then you had to buy another copy of Top Gun.
Absolutely. Which everyone should always be happy to buy copies of Top Gun.
And then they came out with the Blu-ray version, so you had to buy another copy of
copy
Top Gun.
Top Gun. I mean, look, if you don't have at least 5 copies of Top Gun in your house, then something's wrong.
That was a battle also.
You're not American.
With DVDs.
Yeah, but did Blu-ray?
There was HD DVD and Blu-ray DVD. And Blu-ray ended up winning out that battle for most sales and stuff like that.
Is it still around? Is it still?
HD DVD?
No, I know HD is, but what about
Blu-ray? No. HD DVD was like a branding. Blu-rays are still high. Anything high definition is called a Blu-ray.
It's Blu-ray? Okay.
Yeah. Everything's streaming now.
Right.
Well, that's true, too.
But if you wanted a hard copy, the Blu-ray.
You know, I know we're getting off topic here, but Brett brings up a good point.
No topic is off limits on Locked and Loaded.
All right, I love it. But Brett brings up a good point because streaming is everywhere. I mean, you can stream on your phone, you can stream on your iPad and this, that, and the other.
I know.
Do they even make DVDs anymore?
They do. I mean, go to Walmart and find them.
So they're still making them, not just reselling them.
Are they still making DVDs or just Blu-rays? I mean, the DVDs that we find in stores nowadays.
Well, a Blu-ray is just a high-definition DVD, so it's still the same format.
Same format, just high definition. Okay.
Right.
I didn't really pause to think about it until Brett just mentioned that about streaming that, I mean, think about it. You used to have movies go straight to DVD. Do they go straight to streaming now? I know. I'm behind the times on this.
Yes, they do. Yeah. Okay. Netflix, Hulu, all these companies will make their own programs and they go straight to streaming. There is no hard copy available.
I do not watch enough TV.
Yeah. So, I don't think anybody needs to say that.
So when Brett gave me which I started watching, Star Trek on, I think it was A New Generation, you gave it to me I mean, Brett didn't give me that.
No. You found a copy.
I found a copy.
On eBay. Damn, dude.
Oh, bad me. I found a copy of, I've since destroyed it. So if you wanted to buy a copy of a DVD, you actually couldn't get it for some programs or some movies.
Well, now it's funny because Netflix will have a series and it becomes really popular.
Then they'll put
it on. They sometimes release it onto DVD.
Like Firefly.
That was before streaming was even a thing, I think.
It sure was, and they should be remaking that and continuing that.
They have tried.
What a great show.
I don't know if you remember.
Man.
In the show The Big Bang Theory. Sheldon used to go on and on about how they killed Firefly after one season, and he was so, it's going to be running forever, so we might as well set the ground rules now.
I mean, really, what were they thinking to kill that show?
Apparently, it didn't catch on right away because the name didn't really, it didn't, unless you knew what it was, you know, Star Trek, that says science fiction.
It does.
Firefly sounds like you're talking about, you know, bug collecting.
Bug collection, yeah, you know, I guess you're right, maybe. Thing.
There was a show, there was a movie called Dragonfly.
Yep, yep.
And it was about Kevin Costner finding some ghost of his wife or something. And I saw Firefly and I thought, oh wait, I think I saw that movie, I didn't like it. Yeah. So I never watched it when it was actually on because it was totally different than what I thought it was, though.
Maybe.
And maybe they didn't promote it well in the right places, and that should have been a sci-fi thing right away, sci-fi channel right away.
Maybe they just didn't, maybe they just made a name, got the name wrong.
But it became a cult classic, you know, even though there's only one season of it.
Look at The Orville. I wouldn't think of that as being what it was, and what a great show that was.
Yeah, well, it's good. They're talking about a fourth season.
They probably did more marketing with that.
Yeah, plus, I mean, now I say The Orville, it's a, you know, it was, they showed pictures of the, it was like a funnier version of Star Trek.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
It was great. And then the third season came out and somebody.
Well, they went woke.
Injected it with a bunch of woke junk and, it died a slow death.
It did. Season one, it died a quick death. I tried to watch that and it just made me vomit.
It made
me even more mad because the season one and season two are so good.
Brilliantly.
And,
I think Seth MacFarlane let go of control of some of it in the third season because he was being sponsored by somebody else.
He's kind of woke himself, so
he did a pretty good job of not being
he did a
in the
great
first two
job
seasons.
The first two seasons he did a great job. The third season I don't know who he listened to, but I really hope they come out with a fourth season, because if they come out with a fourth season and do like the first
right second, and go back to their roots on that one.
Oh man, what a
go
show.
Go back to the original
did
formula.
You watch that, Brett?
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh, what a show. So if they would bring back Firefly and make it like Orville, I mean, with that kind of just really good
Firefly
cinematography.
A different type of characterization.
No,
stuff.
Not,
their character
not,
building
not,
was different.
Not make it. I should rephrase this. I'm talking about the cinematography, the way they made it, and the way they advertised it, the way they promoted it.
Oh, you
did
right,
that
right,
with
right.
Firefly.
See, the Orville used
the Firefly
boosting
story.
On Fox like crazy. Yeah.
Oh yeah, they pushed it big time because of Seth. Because of Seth MacFarlane.
Well, yeah. Come on, Seth MacFarlane, but Family Guy.
Oh, dude, the guy's great. He really is. He's brilliant. Oh, I don't remember, but he is brilliant.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, the concept of Firefly should be, it was such a good show and it was well written.
I mean, but what is it about?
Space. That's all you
space
need to
know. Cowboys.
Yeah, space cowboys.
Space cowboys. I mean, that's like, it's a Western and a science fiction space show. What's not to like?
What's not to like?
How could they possibly take that off the air? I didn't understand.
So with
that.
The proper marketing in today's world, I bet you could bring that show back and stream the crap out.
You know, it's funny because they had so much demand for it after it went off the air that they brought back the movie to wrap up all the loose ends.
To wrap up the loose ends,
Serenity.
I've got
the movie wrapped it up too well. Because one of the main characters was
killed.
Yeah.
Can I just spoil something?
The pilot,
And spoiler alert.
And it explained all the Reavers.
Spoilers.
Which were their, like, mystery...
Spoiler alert.
You know.
Yeah,
if you haven't seen the series,
look, Hollywood kills people off and brings them back, and Hollywood is notorious for pretending, oh, that didn't happen. We're going to restart it.
Yeah.
So I think they could
have. Highlander 2.
Exactly. We're just going to pretend that didn't happen.
And then we'll go straight to Highlander 3 and pretend to pick up where Highlander 1 left off. It's like, with the space people, and then all of a sudden Highlander 3 comes out, they're back in the Highlands. It's like,
you know,
what the hell happened?
That is another example right there, Roger. The Highlander. That's great. That's just great movies, except for number 2. Great movies. And I would even watch.
They had a TV series about it too.
And they had a TV series.
Good.
Absolutely. And it was good. So. That's why I always say, Roger, you and I need to have, and Brett, we need to have a show about just movies.
Entertainment,
yeah.
That's right. And we can start with porn.
We'll send it over to Brett.
You know that what happens behind the green door stays behind the green door.
Right, with the red light on and everything.
Oh, do you guys watch Gutfeld? You know who Gutfeld is? I mean, you know who he is.
I don't watch him much.
Let me tell you, this dude, he really is a funny guy. I caught some of this last night. Now, you know the trial going on with Trump. And you know Stormy Daniels.
Yeah, right. They're dredging up everything they can drag at him.
Gutfeld actually looked at the TV on regular TV. This was on Fox News. Oh, I guess it's cable. Fox News. And he said, somebody asked him something about Stormy Daniels, and he said, oh yeah, she had so much stuff on her face, not that stuff, but other stuff, talking about it was such a crap show that she's got egg on her face because she, right. A few years ago, she said one thing, and then at the trial, she's saying another thing. So he was basically saying, yeah, she's got egg on her face. But somebody, phrased it, he goes, well, not that stuff on the face. I don't know how those people stayed composed. I was dying laughing.
Yep, that's great. Yeah, because sometimes something perfectly innocent can sound really bad.
And then Gutfeld, I was just surprised that he ran with it. But he is more of a comedian than he is
mind always goes to the dark corners first.
That's where everybody's went. And side. It was just funny. So, So he was able to do a news story and work in money shots.
Wow. Nice.
And not get in trouble. So,
awesome.
Cause he's still on the air. He's good. Yeah, if you ever watch that show, I think that's the best show on, if you watch.
As far as news
shows.
Okay, that's one of the best ones.
He's a commentator. He's not a journalist. He doesn't say he's a journalist. He's a commentator. He's an opinionist.
Another guy who does the thing, Changed My Mind, you know. That's not Gutfeld. What's his name? I forget.
I know what you're talking about. No, I don't remember.
Crowder or something?
It might have been Crowder.
Louder with Crowder. Maybe that's I've heard of those.
Yeah.
I watch occasionally. I'll see a few blogs here and there.
Man,
a few TikToks.
Gutfeld's hit the scene and he's basically owns the ratings at 10 o'clock.
Now, tends to be more conservative, I think?
Oh, yeah. He's a libertarian.
He's a lot like us.
He's a lot like you and me. Leans conservative on fiscal issues. I mean, just like we are, but very libertarian
liberal social
when it comes
issues.
To other issues. We know what will work for this country. No taxes. We should go to a consumption tax
and low
regulations. And
you know why the consumption tax is going to face such a battle, don't you?
Because
it's all about control.
Politicians don't want to lose power.
It takes power out of the politicians' hands. Yeah. They can't give favoritism towards any companies or make deals with tax cuts and things like that.
You can't pick winners and losers.
Right.
But that's what I mean about leaning libertarian, that he falls in that category, because it's very libertarian to me, to want the people to be free enough to pay taxes when they want to pay taxes, which would be a fair tax.
Now, granted, everybody's going to consume. That's kind of a given.
Everybody, including illegals.
That's right.
We're consuming and not paying taxes.
And this would change the entire, drug dealers, illegals, anybody who works under the table would all of a sudden be thrown into the pool of taxable people. That would change the face of collection of taxes forever, because everybody would be much more equal in that. If you're a citizen and you get back your prebate, then you're paying a lot less. Not necessarily less, because people are still going to spend money. Yachts are still going to be sold. New cars will be sold. All this stuff's going to be sold.
Yep.
And all those taxes are going to be collected.
Yeah, 100%.
And people say, oh, it's unfair to the poor. It's like they're going to they can stay off the tax records completely if they want to.
The fair tax is the only plan that completely removes the poor from tax burden.
The tax rolls, yeah.
From a tax burden.
Now, and they say, oh, rich people will get a break. It's like money is only good what they can spend it for.
Yeah. A prime example, and I know we're totally getting off the topic of Roger's guns.
We talked about Firefly. They had guns
that's
in Firefly.
That's right. They did have guns in Firefly.
Star Trek, they got phasers. Stunning.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good line.
That's right.
Hey, baby. Did I see you in Star Trek? Because you are stunning.
Because you are stunning. We could just have, we could go on and on and on. I won't even go into what I was going to say because I forgot now.
Something about the fair tax and libertarians.
I don't remember. I was going to say.
I took you off topic.
No, but it was good though. No, I like better the topic of talking about how our love for sci-fi, because I'm one of those, and I don't know about you guys, but I'm one of those that I love Star Wars, and I don't care which Star Wars. Yes, some were better than others, but I love it. But I also love Star Trek. Now, we could get into a debate on which, because I know Brett could, because I still love the original with Captain Kirk. There's just something about original Star Trek.
Luke.
Yes, I do like Discovery. Some of let's just put it this way. I'm not going to turn off Star Trek, but if I turn one off, it might be the newest one.
The Discovery?
Is it Discovery?
That's
the newest?
That's not too bad. I watched some of that.
Is it?
I'm not a fan of Discovery.
It's okay. It's just not. I don't. It's not my favorite, but it's okay.
They have some really cool character, like the Lord.
They do have good characters.
He was vicious and
Strange New World.
Strong.
Is a good one. That's one of the newer ones.
Is that
a series?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, Strange New World. That's a Star Trek series?
Yeah, there have been two seasons, and I think they're coming back for another one. And I think they
do. We know what network that's on?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's all on Paramount.
I have that
subscription.
Yep. I think I got that, or something.
I think you did.
Or somebody
you
had visiting me. Somebody visiting me signed onto their Paramount. I think
and
it's
now
still
you've
in.
Got it. That's awesome.
I know.
But no, I just, I'm just one of those that love sci-fi but.
Well, you notice one thing about sci-fi, and I'm gonna point out something real quick. Even though it takes place hundreds or thousands of years in the future, every single series or movie has guns in it.
That's right. Yeah. What else are you gonna defend yourself with?
Yeah, cause you
spitballs?
Yeah, you
rocks.
Cannot defend yourself without some sort of, now it may not be maybe a phaser gun or something.
Right, but something.
Guns will play a part in the future and it will be the only thing that will keep free people free.
That's 100% right. And that's a very astute observation.
That's right. That's a little foreshadowing. Looking into the future a little bit, they still have weapons because you can't defend yourself with spitballs.
I think at one point, those morons that make, the spy movies. Holy crap.
Oh, 007?
007. Man, I'm having a Biden moment today. But the James Bond movies.
Ice cream did you have
wasn't
today?
Yeah, no kidding. Apparently I had, chocolate chip that he loves?
Yeah, at least you can get brain freeze.
That's right.
You'll know when you're going too fast.
That's right. But, I lost it again. It's one of those days. We're talking about James Bond.
James Bond, the movies, the series.
That douchebag actor guy that took over. I don't know if he's still going to be the James Bond.
Oh, yeah.
But he's anti-gun.
I know.
He wanted to make the movie with no guns. How do you make a spy movie, 007 James Bond of all movies?
Shoot 'em up movie with no guns.
But this dude, and I'm surprised Hollywood didn't placate him, but I guess they figured.
This is a series. You don't play with a series that's been around for 50 years.
I mean, they already kind of messed up the series with him, in my opinion.
Craig something?
Yeah, I don't know. You remember his name?
Craig. Something Craig.
And I mean, the guy's a good actor. Some of the movies
have
been good.
And he does use guns in all of them.
And he uses guns in all of them. And then he tries to tell, oh no, I don't believe in guns and we shouldn't use guns in the movies. Okay, then don't do the movie.
Right. Do another movie.
Can you ride a motorcycle with a bucket of rocks?
Yeah. You know.
Just throw at people as you go.
The Palestinians might. Bad host. Bad host.
I saw that once at a gun show. Somebody had a case full of Israeli ammo. Yeah. I never saw it. I think it was a 308 or something like that. Mm. And then there's a box of rocks next to it. And I'm saying, what's that? He goes, oh, that's Palestinian ammo.
Bad host. The bad host.
There's Roger with his box of Glocks.
Yes. A box of Glocks.
Box of Glocks.
Glock, paper, scissors. Isn't that how that goes?
I like Glock, paper, scissors because I'm going to win a lot.
Choose wisely.
That should have been on Big Bang Theory, but of course they, wouldn't have done that, but.
Glock,
paper, scissors.
No, was it rock, paper, scissors, lizard, Spock?
Lizard, Spock. Yep. Yeah. I saw something now that we're talking about this, there was something I caught last night, and now I'm going to not remember what it was because it wasn't something.
I don't remember anything today, are you?
I know. It's that kind of day. But I just happened to catch this by changing channels, but it caught my attention because they were talking about, they mentioned Star Trek, and the guy was using Spock. He's like, over to you, the comm is yours, Spock. And it was a younger kid, and he turns and goes, who the hell is Spock?
What are you talking about?
Dare you? You know, every child should learn who Spock is, but.
Yeah, Star Trek movies are still coming out. I mean, they've been plenty in this decade. There have been some out.
There
have. In the last 10 years.
But just think about it though. There are, I guess probably teenage. I mean, when was the last Star Trek movie? The Hollywood big movie. It's been a while, right? I mean,
five or eight years ago, maybe.
Okay. Well, so there are people that are getting up of age now that couldn't have seen it because they were too young. Now they're up. I mean, it's making us feel old, but they may not know who Spock is because they haven't seen those movies.
Right. And
hopefully, there's another one.
He's been taken out of some of them, and they sometimes mention him, like in Discovery, the last series. They mention him now and again.
Right.
And they mention he's a Vulcan, but they don't really explore his character very much.
Yeah. He is a major character in the new Strange New World.
Is he? Okay, I'll have to see that.
Yes.
What's the timeline on that? Is that post-Kirk?
Where does it fall?
It's actually pre-Kirk because it's Pike.
Oh, okay. Christopher Pike.
Oh, see, that just sounds like it's going to be good. I want to see that.
Well, Discovery had Pike too. He took over the Discovery at one point. Yeah. I'm watching that again because I have, it's on my, one of my streaming services.
Yeah, because you have Paramount now.
Well, it's on Spectrum somewhere. I know. It's working.
That's the best. Oh, that's awesome.
That was cool.
It's just Discovery's too Disney-ish, too much special effects.
Yeah, they do tend to.
Special effects in a sci-fi show.
Right. But you don't want them when they dwell on it for too long.
Yeah, that's kind of probably the way I'd look at it, too. I mean, like I said, I agree. Like it's watchable. I can watch it. It's not my favorite.
You remember our friend had the garage sale? And the kid comes up, and there was an LP album, a record album, sitting there. Yeah. And he looked at it, and he recognized the cover.
Uh-huh.
And he holds it up to his mom and goes, "Mom, look at the size of this CD.
Look at the size of this CD."
And I was like, "Oh my God, that's hysterical." Yeah,
makes you feel old.
And the other kid looks at the record player and goes, "What's this? It's a record player. What's a record player?
What's a record player?"
It plays big CDs.
It's
giant CDs.
The original CD player.
Well, think about this. You look at your phone, right?
I mean, yeah.
What's the icon for phone?
An old phone, a handset.
Old phone receiver. Kids born today will never know why the icon for phone is phone.
Yeah.
They'll never will have seen one of those ever.
That's so true, because I've seen where they've had shows and they put the old phone in front of a kid and they're like,
spin dial.
Do I do with
it? They're pushing in the holes. Yeah. Going, I don't know.
Trying to press the button of a rotary phone. I mean, show a kid a payphone today.
Yeah, he'll want to know where to put his credit card.
What?
Well, how do I sell this?
How do I sell? Exactly. How do I Apple Pay this?
Where do I tap on this to make it work?
Oh, man, that is...
Now, that's something that's interesting, is that the fact they've been trying to get rid of cash. You've seen some of this,
right?
Oh,
yeah. They would love to get rid of cash.
But now California is backtracking on this.
Are they?
Well, because they're letting in so many illegals there, and the illegals... If it's a national bank, they can't give an illegal an account.
Ah, okay.
So they're having trouble getting credit cards and checks. So now they're trying to force all these companies who are not accepting cash
to go back
to have to accept cash because of the illegals that are coming there. So that's one good thing coming out of all the illegals coming is that it's bringing back cash.
And now all we got to do is go to a consumption tax system so we can tax the illegals.
That's right. Well, the thing about the cash is, you know, you spend a credit card, 1.5% goes to the bank.
Yep.
Whoever you give it to, they spend it on a credit card, 1.5% goes to the bank.
Yep.
Every time it transacts, the bank or credit card's coming to get another 1.5% out of that until it's gone.
What a great way to bring this right back to politics, Roger, because you're 100% right, because the banks get these fees and they get the money, and who do they donate to? Democrat politicians.
Yep. So
and the worst thing about it, though, is that everything can be tracked.
Right. And tracked.
Everything that you buy, every place you go.
And?
Everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah, scary stuff, man.
And it really is.
And a lot of states were going specifically after gun and ammo purchases.
I'll bring it right back to guns there because these credit card companies are then allowed not just to track everything you do and give it to the government and the IRS, which should be gone, but now they can influence retailers to not sell you a gun.
Right. Or just say,
we're not going to service
you. If you put it on a credit card, we have to report it.
We're going
to
report it.
Now, Discover Card was the only one that decided they didn't want to sign up on that. They said, no, we're not going to do that.
Yeah, you have a Second Amendment God-given right in this country, and the government and the banks get together and say, well, we're going to report you because you're exercising one of the Bill of Rights.
Right.
What if you had to be reported for using free speech?
Yeah.
That's probably coming.
Freedom of assembly.
Freedom of assembly. The Democrats.
What if they could put soldiers? What if they could house soldiers in your house at will without allowing permission?
Yeah.
What do you mean this guy's going to live with me? Well, we need a place for him.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that, Roger, because in California and in Chicago and in New York, politicians, Democrats, are actually trying to push the citizenry of their states to house illegals. People they don't know, people that haven't been vetted, people that they know are coming over here, and many of them are committing crimes.
If you believe that our borders should be open, then you should be open.
You should
have an open door policy.
So let's
extend this to your house as well as our country.
But the politicians have to do it first. The politician
that's
who's calling for this business and the Democrat politician who votes for open borders, first, they should fill their house up with illegals, and then every Democrat voter should have. Nancy Pelosi
has a bunch of houses.
She has plenty of houses, and they're big, and they have walls.
Right.
And illegals know how to climb walls.
So they don't even need to have a gate key.
They don't have to have a gate key. Holy crap, are we stepping in it now? Hey, I'm Hispanic, I can do that.
That's right. I'm partially and Hispanic,
you're partially,
yes.
Yeah, that's
dad
right.
You've Hispanic,
got,
yes.
You got it on your dad's side.
Only, only, yeah.
Who doesn't love the Locked and Loaded show? Hey, look. Yeah. If but we're not what, offending you, then you may not be alive.
That's right. No, you may have a sense of humor if you're not offended.
If you're not offended,
that was funny.
Yes, if you're not offended and you're laughing, then you're
that's
okay.
That's like I was asking a teacher. I had a question for a teacher. And I wanted to know. This is an honest. Okay, if you're a special ed teacher, you're teaching special education students, one of them comes in late to class, is it okay to call him tardy?
No.
I was. It was an honest question.
I mean, that's an honest question.
You know, you've seen it. What was that movie with Alicia Silverstone? And, Clueless.
Oh, yes.
When the teacher's going around calling two tardies, one tardy, three one tardies. And I'm going, could you do that in a special ed class these days?
We would.
Well, yeah, because I mean, I know what it
Roger,
means.
Do you remember when? Now, look, I know it is quite inappropriate to talk during a movie in a movie theater,
but
there was this time.
Hold on, don't go in there.
There was a time when Roger and I were in a movie. We had the entire theater laughing because why, Roger?
Because I read an article earlier that day saying that this particular movie mentioned the word "quote retard." Multiple times during the movie, and I was trying to count to see if their count was accurate.
Oh, we didn't try to count. We counted every time.
Every time we said it, we'd be like, bing, bing. And the guys behind us started catching on to what we were doing.
They were like, first they were looking at, what are these idiots doing? And then they went, oh shit, they're counting retards. Retards.
And
one retard, two retards, three retards.
But remember, you never go full retard.
You never go full retard. But that, oh my gosh, it would have been great.
That movie was awesome.
That movie was awesome. Tropic Thunder, folks, is the movie.
In case you want to go count.
You should go stream this movie.
And when you do, make sure you count the number of times they say the word.
Make sure you count the number. If they haven't removed that word.
I don't think
they have. If
they
haven't removed the word, go stream. Oh my gosh, trust me.
It's a funny movie.
Watch the movie Tropic Thunder
and
count the number of times he says retard.
Yep.
It's a great movie. Oh yeah, Robert Downey Jr. does a great job playing blackface, I might add.
He does, yes.
And he didn't get canceled for it, which
no,
he shouldn't have gotten canceled because it was a funny movie.
Yeah, and they had to, and the black guy.
Jack Black? Yeah. Hilarious in this movie. And I don't remember the other guy. He played Eastbound and Down. That guy's in the
Danny
movie.
Danny McBride.
McBride. He's hilarious. Why didn't they make a Tropic Thunder 2? Booty Sweat. I got to get me a can of Booty
can
Sweat.
Of booty, that was the energy drink that was in the movie. Yes, Booty Sweat.
I mean.
And they had the rapper who was the actor in the movie.
Yes, the actor in the movie.
And he was a black guy.
Funny.
And then when Robert Downey Jr. goes, you people need to.
You people.
And the black guy turns around and goes,
what
do you
mean,
you
people?
Oh, man, don't you know I'm down for the struggle? I'm the dude playing the dude. That guy. Like another disguise. There's another dude. I'm the dude playing the dude disguised as another dude.
Oh, man, that movie. Why on earth did they not make a Tropic Thunder 2?
Probably because they barely got away with making Tropic Thunder 1.
I don't know how they got away with Tropic Thunder 1.
I mean, come on. Just the things they said in that movie, the way they called each other out in it.
Oh
my God. It was hilariously funny.
I mean.
Had guns in it, by the way.
Oh, right. Had lots of guns, by the way.
Most of them had blanks in them, but okay.
That's true, but they were
great. Let's just say we need to take a break. I know we're having fun, folks, but, you know, we'll come back with more fun later.
And get right back to guns.
Yep.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
Hey folks, this is Victor with the On Point with Victor show. Make sure you listen every Tuesday 1 to 2 only right here on America's Web Radio, the On Point with Victor show. Remember folks, I'm not angry. I'm just right, and you can find out why every Tuesday from 1 to 2, the On Point with Victor show, only right here on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what happened in the last half hour, but apparently we got off the rails a little bit, but that's not as unlikely as you would think.
because we were talking about the guns in sci-fi movies. Now, this is kind of cool because I thought, you know, that's what I pointed out. Even thousands of years in the future, they still have guns. Star Wars, Star Trek, Firefly, every future show has guns in it, almost. There's probably a few that don't, and somebody can call me out. If you want to send me a message, Roger at America's Web Radio, and tell me the sci-fi show that was popular that people would actually watch and didn't have any kind of guns or weapons in it, you know. And I know Star Trek's not known for that, but yet they've got them. And Star Wars, of course. Now, not necessarily guns, but they got lightsabers, which will cut you in half, so it's still a weapon. It's just a, you know, extended version of a more personal weapon, which I thought was awesome. Yeah, yeah, they had blasters too. Yeah, absolutely. But the lightsaber was one of the coolest weapons in Star Wars. And of course, in they had blasters. You know, they had the phaser guns in Star Trek, and in Firefly, they had the, I guess it was some sort of blaster, shot some sort of energy pulse. So that was kind of cool. Yeah, I know. I like science fiction. You got to figure out how this stuff is going to start working. You know, when are we going to get blasters in real life? And let me mention this. If a weapon fires a burst of energy without an ignition, that is not a firearm. So there's going to be a whole new class of weapons that could be out if we could perfect this energy burst technology. If you think about it.
I'm going to jump in real quick. Listener Lewis pointed out Laserdisc. We forgot about Laserdisc.
Everybody forgot about Laserdisc.
Sorry.
No, that's a, yeah, that's a Laserdisc. That was one. Yeah, that transition barely made a dent though. Oh my gosh, where were we? Oh yes. Talking about the guns, pulse guns or energy guns in real life. If we ever perfect the technology to get some sort of energy projection weapon, that will not be classified as a firearm because it doesn't use an ignition system to set off a small explosion to expel a projectile. So I'm wondering if the BATF will have to reassess, or the government will have to reassess how they classify these weapons, or if they put them under some new law. And of course, the Second Amendment was smart enough to cover the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It doesn't say firearms. It says arms. So any kind of weapon would fall under the purview of the Second Amendment. Those founding fathers were brilliant. It's funny that they called them founding fathers, and dozens of them were only in their 20s, probably not even fathers yet. So, you know, they like to say they were old white men. Most of them were. I think Thomas Jefferson, when the Declaration of Independence was written, was the oldest guy at like 33 years old, or one of the older guys at 33. So hardly old white men that everybody wants you to think are the people who were the founding fathers. A lot of them were even in their 20s. Aaron Burr, I think 24. Or was it James Monroe was 20 or 21? A couple of them were 18-year-olds. I mean, they didn't have the same standards of adulthood as they do today because they were educated from a much earlier age and were taught to think for themselves. Right now in government schools, people aren't taught to think for themselves. In fact, they usually don't even interpret the Second Amendment the way it's supposed to be interpreted. They like to confuse military and militia, which are totally different things. Military means an organized force usually controlled by a government or by a group of people. Militia is regular people, regular citizens who may have common interests, who decide they want to arm themselves and protect their communities or their families, whatever. That's a militia. And back in the founding father days, every state had their own militia. It was like just the people who volunteered. It's like a volunteer fire department. They had a volunteer militia as well. And those are the people who ended up fighting in the Revolutionary War if they believed in the cause. So that's kind of interesting to see. But I'm still waiting to see when we get pulse weapons, how that's going to change the law. Now, one thing that's come up that's pretty interesting is flamethrowers. Flamethrowers, which are currently available probably from a few hundred dollars on up to a couple thousand dollars, are not regulated by the BATF because they are not firearms. Although it sounds kind of funny because they shoot fire. They don't have an explosion which fires a projectile. They shoot a stream of flammable liquid into, you know, whatever you want to clear out or whatever you want to change. And let me tell you,
There's a company, what are they called? I forget what the name of the company is, but they have developed a robot dog with a flamethrower on his back. Robot controlled dog. Now, granted, you would think, oh, this is some super technology costing, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. But no, for $9,500, anybody can buy a robot dog with a flamethrower on his back and have complete control of the remote control and run him all over the place. He can jump. He can run. The robot dog part is really amazing to me. The fact that they put a flamethrower on it, bonus. And the fact that flamethrowers are not regulated means you can just order one, have it shipped to your house, and start clearing leaves, start de-icing your driveway, whatever else. Start bonfires. Whatever you want to do with a flamethrower, you can do it because it's not a firearm. It's not actually a weapon. It can be used as a defensive weapon, but it's not really much of an offensive weapon. Usually its threat of its use is enough to make people run away. It's like a sword. You can have a sword without any kind of license because it's not a firearm. So keep... It's interesting to think about that, the fact that firearm must have an explosion that fires a projectile. Now, if you have an air-powered weapon that just releases a burst of air, that's not a firearm either. That's why you can put silencers on pellet guns, because anything over 1,000 feet per second on even a pellet gun is going to have a supersonic crack, but you can silence that legally. You can legally have a silencer on a pellet gun without having to go through additional registration. The only time it has to be registered is if it's going on a firearm. So think about that. You know, and if you have a suppressor or a silencer that doubles as a muffler on a dirt bike or on a lawnmower, who's to say what its primary purpose is or wasn't? It's just when you attach it, though, if you do not have a permit for it, then you're breaking the law. So I'm not advocating breaking the law. I'm just saying the law can be kind of vague when it comes to things like that, because all a silencer is a muffler. It just makes things quieter. Every lawnmower that's gas-powered, every weed eater that's gas-powered, every car, every motorcycle, every off-road vehicle, any gas-powered vehicle more than likely has some sort of muffler on it. For one, it keeps heat closer to the head, doesn't allow cold air to get in and cause damage, and it also makes it a little quieter, makes it a little easier to sit in a car. Imagine if you've ever sat in a car without a muffler, you know what I'm talking about. It's not a comfortable ride necessarily. But that same tech, the same principles that make a muffler work are the same principles that make a silencer work. So they are essentially the same thing. In fact, in some slang applications, you can say a silencer is a muffler, because that's what it does. It muffles the sound of the firearm. So, and there was a bill pending, the Hearing Protection Act, HPA, and it was supposed to allow silencers to be sold straight to the public as a firearm, meaning you have to go through the background checks, be of a certain age. All those requirements would still have to be met in order to get one. But apparently they're putting a hold on that because now they still want to have federal restrictions on that, which I don't understand. I know in Europe, a lot of the countries there will sell silencers freely, basically. There's very little restriction on them because I think, what's the big deal? If you're going to shoot, be considerate of your neighbors. You don't need to be blasting away at full volume if you can do it with a silenced weapon. And again, hearing protection. That's what the main reason why you want a suppressor. And yeah, will it make it easier for someone to commit heinous acts? But you think someone who's committing a crime is going to pay attention to whether they're supposed to have a registration on something that's illegal to have? Probably not. They're committing illegal acts anyway. It's not going to make any difference. But standard law-abiding citizens can help protect their hearing, the hearing of others, by using these muffler devices on their weapons, which is why I don't understand why they were limited in the Firearms Act of 1934, unless they thought there was going to be some huge insurgency of people using silenced weapons to commit heinous acts. But apparently it's only happened, I think, twice since 1934, where a suppressor was used in the committing of a crime, or a legal suppressor was used in the committing of a crime. Now, illegal suppressors, yeah, what are you going to say? Illegal drugs, illegal suppressors, illegal guns. You can't really throw those into the same realm as legally possessed weapons. It's different. It's a different category, and don't try and say that that's going to make everybody who gets a legal suppressor is going to want to break the law. That's just not true. Like I say, two times since 1934, what's that, almost 90 years, there's been two instances of legal suppressors being used in a crime. And one of them, if I'm not mistaken, well, one of them was a fully automatic weapon that was used in a crime, and it was a police officer that did it. So, you know, basically in 90 years, you have a statistical anomaly of maybe two or three instances where something is used in a crime that was legally possessed that's registered like that. So it's basically zero. The percentage is zero. If you divide it by every day of the year or every day a crime is committed in any major city, then it's an anomaly. It's just so rare, it's not likely to happen. Same thing with rifles being used in crime. The percentage of rifles used in crime versus any other firearms used in any kind of murder statistic is just, it's astronomically lower compared to anything else. And before you look, if you go look at crime stats, you'll see the number of murders by guns. And you're going to think, oh my God, that's horrible. You could get shot anywhere. But keep in mind, half, the full 50% of those deaths by gun are suicides. So I won't say they're victimless, because the people's families who belong to these, you know, the people who commit suicide harm their families tremendously in normal cases. They cause the family a lot of strife. But if they're going to do that anyway, they'll find another way. That's not something that's limited to guns. But half of all gun deaths are caused by suicide, which means there's nobody else directly involved, nobody else directly threatened. And I think the last count was about 8,500 in the last year I got statistics from. So, I mean, it's half of those, 4,200 of those were suicides. So, again, I guess it's a crime. I mean, you're not supposed to kill yourself. But hey, your body, your choice, you know? Who am I to say that's not accurate? You want to have your body, your choice? Fine. Then don't vaccinate if you don't want to vaccinate. Have an abortion if you decide you want one. And shoot yourself in the head if you decide you want to do that. Now, keep in mind, there are plenty of places to help you with this. There are helplines for murder, for Planned Parenthood, and for what else was I, the other cause. Yeah, but there's help for all. If you have any ideas that you think are disturbing, you're having a problem with them, find some help. You can talk to somebody. There are people available all the time to talk to you if you're having an issue with any of these things. Planned Parenthood is out there to help you make decisions on adoptions or abortions or whatever is right for you. There are people to help you with that. So don't commit a crime. Go ahead and get some help. Figure out what you want to do. Make your decision. If you're contemplating killing yourself, by all means, find the number. Call somebody. Call an Uber driver to bring you some food. Call Uber Eats, you know. At least you'll be happy when you get food. I know I am, especially if you get happy food like wings or pizza or something like that. And by the way, I am not a psychiatrist. Don't take any of my advice as professional advice to be given out without a glint of humor involved. So I am just doing this as a sarcastic way of saying you can do what you want. Your body, your choice. There you go. But yeah, I mean, so half of all murders in the United States with guns are suicides. That leaves the other half left. Now, of those, thousands of them are committed in, I guess you say, tight circles of people. People who know each other. Families, friends, things like that. That's where people are going to have, that's another huge chunk of that. Now, granted, still not legal, shouldn't be doing it. Would not having a gun in a house where there's domestic violence going on be a good idea? Probably so. And that's where I believe there need to be lines drawn on restrictions. If you have a history of violence, yeah, you're not going to be able to get a gun as easy. However, these have to be reported and checked on. And I know even though you're still an American citizen, you have your rights, but when you violate someone else's rights and commit violent acts, you lose your right to possess a weapon. So that's something, it just has to be done. Unfortunately, it's not the way things used to be. We're not using our weapons to fend for ourselves anymore. We're using them to defend ourselves, which is fine. And that's what they're being used for the most now. Most handguns are used for defense. There's a few that are used for sporting purposes and things like that. And that's where I fall into the sporting category and personal defense. So figure out what category you're in, figure out where you stand, but realize if you have a gun in the house, you need to be responsible for it, okay? If you have little kids in the house who don't have any training or have discipline problems,
Don't leave a loaded gun lying around, because they're going to have friends come over. They're going to want to play. Their siblings are going to want to play. And when they find it, don't be the reason why one of your children is harmed or wounded or killed by a gun that wasn't secured. Now, if you don't have kids in the house, then it's up to you. You can have a gun under every couch if you want. As long as your dog or cat or reptile or fish doesn't have thumbs, you're probably pretty safe. So do what you want to do, but pay attention. If you're a parent or you have kids visit your house often, don't be irresponsible with your weapons, especially if you're a permit holder. Because if you're a concealed carry holder, you need to be at the top of the list of being responsible, at the top of the list of being a shining example of what gun owners are. So be careful with that and take that responsibility seriously. If you're a gun owner and you're a concealed carry holder, be extremely careful with any kind of image you put out to anybody, especially somebody who's more liberal and thinks you shouldn't be allowed to have a gun at all. Make sure they understand that you know the dangers involved and you take the responsibility that's necessary to own a weapon, and you're responsible for those who are around you, who live in your house, and you will take precautions to prevent anybody from accidentally harming themselves or even deliberately from harming themselves with one of your weapons. And I know Second Amendment, have what you want, have anybody could have guns. Yeah, but we need to draw the line somewhere, and it needs to be with people who violate other people's rights and lose their right to have a weapon. And like I say, criminals should not be, if you're out on parole, you're a criminal, you committed a violent crime, then yeah, you're going to be under restriction, at least until all your time is cleared and served, then you get your rights back. But if you're committing violent crimes, then you know what? You probably do not need to be allowed to get a gun legally. And yes, you can find it illegally, I understand, just like the war on drugs. You can find drugs almost everywhere if you know where to look. Actually, you don't even have to look sometimes. They'll find you. And now with a lot of states just allowing legalization of certain drugs, again, not a problem. Do I have a problem with that? Not really. If you want to smoke or eat brownies or eat chips laced in whatever, that's fine. That's your business. As long as you don't do anything to go beyond your own possible harm. If you get in a car and drive when you're high as you can be and you have an accident, that's where I draw the line. You do not need to be under the influence of anything other than maybe caffeine or acetaminophen, something like that. You know, ibuprofen, that's fine. Not affecting your judgment, your reaction time, nothing like that. But if you want to get high or drunk or whatever, don't get behind the wheel of a car. Don't risk hurting somebody else for your right to do what you want to do. If we all did that, then everybody could do what they wanted to do and nobody would get hurt and nobody would get offended by it except the person doing it. And that's his right. His body, his choice, right? Her body, her choice. Their body, their choice. I don't know. However you would have to, what is that? How does a non-binary person kill someone? They slash them? Yeah. All right. But getting back to the gun thing, I mean, you know, all science fiction has guns in it because there is violence in the future. There's violence in the past. We've never managed to escape it, at least on this planet. Now, maybe there are other planets where they have gone beyond this or they live a different type of lifestyle. But even in nature, there's violence. I mean, as animals compete for the right to mate or to the right to secure mating with somebody or with a creature of the opposite sex, they will sometimes engage in violence to get this done. And it's just, it's unfortunate that it's part of our nature, but in nature, the only time it will be done is when it's absolutely necessary. There's rarely any cases where one animal will just murder another and it's not for food or for protection or for mating purposes. They're all very instinctually driven. Humans are the only people who kill people for the way they feel, for the way they think, for what they believe in. Humans are the only animals that do that. So it's just, can we get better? Absolutely. We can get better. We can do better. I'm sure we can. But until that time happens, you have to be prepared to defend yourself, your family, your belongings, your household from people who want to do you harm.
And most of the time they want to do you harm because they want to steal stuff that you have earned, that you have purchased, that you have used your life. You've exchanged time of your life to acquire these items. So when they say, oh, it's just a car. Yeah. If it's not insured, your car could be your lifeline. You don't have insurance that will cover or replace a stolen car. Then yeah, that's your lifeline. They're taking part of your life away from you. So in my opinion, you have to stop them with whatever means possible. You can try yelling at them first. If they don't stop, then you might need to shoot at them. You know, yeah, it's a car, but that could be your lifeline. That's how you earn your living. That's how you provide for your family. And without it, you're not going to be able to do that. So they'll be taking away your ability to provide for yourself and your family. It's like they used to hang horse thieves. There's a reason for it, because a horse was the same as someone's car. It's how what they used to make a living. It's what they used to travel. It's what they used to be able to enable themselves to be free. And if you take that away from somebody, you're taking away time of their life they spend working to earn the money to purchase that or trade for it or whatever they do to get a car, to get a, you know, a transportation or anything you buy in your house that you enjoy, that you like, that you care about is you have traded time of your life for all those items. So when someone steals that from you, they're stealing time from you. And that's the one thing you cannot get back. No one gets more time than they're allotted. And that's it. And if you think it's okay for someone to steal part of your life just because it's been transposed into an actual item or property, where did that property come from? It came from you being able to purchase it with money you earned by putting your sweat equity into it. That takes hours of your time to do that. So, you know, I know people say, oh, if you shoot somebody for stealing your stuff, you value your stuff more than you value them. And I say, you know what? They value my stuff more than they value their life, obviously. Because that, I took my time away from my family. I had to spend time working away from my family to purchase those things for my family or for myself. And if you take that time from me, you're stealing part of my life. My life is in danger. There's only so far I can go until I don't have enough life left to earn back those things or to earn them again or to earn them at all. So, I mean, it's funny how people want to put things that they've purchased or things that are of value not in the same level as someone's life, when indeed you're trading your life for those items. That's how you end up acquiring them. That's how you get them. So take that into consideration when you have somebody saying that they don't think you should have the right to protect your things. They don't think you should have the right to protect your car, your house, whatever item it may be, or belongings it may be, or property it may be. You do have the right to do that, especially if you take the time to secure it inside your house. That is your property that you spent hours of your life slaving away to get, and they're stealing your life from you. Now, granted, if there's insurance on it, you're still, you slave away to pay the premiums to get that insurance. And if people would stop stealing stuff from one another, we wouldn't need it as much. Insurance premiums would go down. Everybody wouldn't have to pay as much. We basically would have less life given to provide protection for our property. I know it seems kind of convoluted when you get into all that, but that's how things actually work. Track it down to the basics of how things are. And when you buy something, you put your life into purchasing that item. Whether it's 1 hour or whether it's thousands of hours, you're putting your life into that. That's what it takes to get that property for you or your family. So should you be able to stop someone from stealing that? Absolutely. Now, a lot of states have castle laws where if they're in your house for any reason that they're not supposed to be, you have the right castle doctrine. You are the lord of the manor. You protect your property, your family by whatever means necessary. And just their presence is enough to use deadly force on somebody when they're invading your space like that. But of course, know the law in your state. Every state has slightly different variations of this. Some don't have castle doctrine at all. Some say if anybody breaks into your house, you try and get away. You try and escape. You cannot do anything to defend the property that you worked thousands of hours to acquire. You don't have that right in those states, which to me is sad, because If you end up losing your ability to support your life or support your family because someone steals from you, That's a horrible thing that they're doing, and they need to be held accountable. There's no other way to say that. They need to be held accountable. People need to be held accountable for their actions. And it's easy to want to steal from somebody because it doesn't take as much time. You take something from somebody that they've worked hours and hours to get, yeah, it only took you 10 minutes to get it. But unfortunately, that crime should be prosecuted as strictly as someone who's stealing your life, hurting you, maiming you, causing you personal damage, personal injury. They should be responsible for that. I know it seems extreme, but that's kind of where I'm at on that. So you think about it, and if you have comments, you can let me know. Roger@AmericasWebRadio.com. And you tell me where I differ on that. Now, granted, you're going to say, oh, well, insurance will cover it, and that's true. If it does, then you get another one. But when your insurance rate goes up and you have to pay more money for it, you have to spend more time of your life earning that money. It all goes back to the thing where everything you own in your life, you invest time, effort, to acquire the money it takes to acquire these items. So yeah, your property is your life. And I don't care if you don't think it is, if you think you should spare someone because they're stealing your property. You know, most of the time, especially with necessities, if someone needed, I had a friend, his house was broken into. They took the doors off the hinges. They removed the hinges, took the doors down, so there was no damage done. They broke in, they stole food, they stole clothing, and they stole all the booze that was in his house. So aside from the booze, I mean, you know, they pretty much, it was the most considerate break-in I had ever heard about. You know, you take the doors off the hinges, so all you do is get back is put them back on. So he didn't have any damage that he even had to repair. He just had to buy new food and he had to replace some clothing, but that's all they came in and took. That's somebody who has a need that is almost understandable. But again, there are places to get help with that. There are food banks. There are clothing banks. There are, you know, street missions that will help you get back on your feet. So try this first. But if you're a criminal and just want a quick score and want to take it from somebody else who's taking their time to earn it, then I have no respect for you in that manner, and that should be the end of that. You come into my house trying to steal things, that's going to be the end of it. I'm not going to do anything to help you do that. I'm going to do everything I can to deter you from escaping with any of the things from my house that I spent hours and hours earning. All right, well, that's all I'm going to cover today. We'll get into it again. Oh, I won't be here next week, but after that, we'll get into it on the next show. I am Roger B. This is Locked and Loaded, and you're listening to America's Web Radio.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.